I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations to you for tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of all of that, we throw a huge dose of what we call personal initiative, that go-getterness for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. We put all this together, yes, all of it in a blender, the NutriBullet. We blend it all together, you know what you get? You get Work on Your Game. This is the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show here today. Today we're talking about school. We're going to talk about academics. We're going to talk education. But you don't have to be in school. You don't have to be a teacher. You don't even have to have been thinking about school before I started talking about this to learn from what I'm going to tell you here today. Because it's about school, but it's really about life. I mean, that's a good definition of this podcast. I may talk about a certain topic, but what I'm really talking about is life. I could be talking about basketball, business, books, podcasting. I could be talking about any specific topic, but everything I'm talking about relates to life. I could talk about basketball every single day on this podcast, and you could not give a damn about basketball, and you will learn a lot if you just listen to what I'm saying. And that's why you're here, and that's what I'm here to do. And I'm going to tell you today what they don't teach you in school. Things that you don't get taught in school, there is no class for it. There are no teachers qualified to teach it. Actually, teachers are qualified to teach it, but they disqualify themselves by taking jobs as teachers, at least in the American educational system, which is complete garbage in my opinion. But they don't teach you these things in school, and I'm going to tell you today, but these are things that you need to know. I have written here, you should know, but it's actually should be, you need to know. These are things that you need to know about life in general that will not be taught to you in preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, middle school, high school, or any university in America, at least not by the curriculum. Not by the curriculum. Now, any teacher can go off on a riff and tell you anything that they want. Hopefully, you get some good teachers who are good at doing that. I could be a really great teacher, except there's a lot of reasons why I couldn't be a teacher. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on that. But let's get into today's topic, what they don't teach you at school, but you need to know. Number one, knowing facts, factual information from books, is not very important. It's not important at all. It's actually pretty much worthless. Knowing the factual information that comes out of a book is pretty much worthless. Did you know that? It's pretty much worthless. I've mentioned that many times in different episodes of this podcast. And if you listen to this show for the first time, I want to introduce you to dreallday.com/podcast. That is the archive page of this show where you have over 600, yes, 600 episodes of this podcast dating all the way back to April 2016, where you can listen to anything that I've ever published on this podcast. And I'll tell you what, if you just put together everything I've ever put out on this podcast, just to this day right now, forget anything I'm gonna put out in the future, just to this day right now, you got all the education you need. I have basically condensed high school for you into 600 plus days, and you can listen to 30 of these episodes in one day. I just gave you a hack right there. So actually, you know what? One of y'all need to reach out to LeVar Ball, because he pulled this kid out of high school, and have him listen to the Work On Your Game podcast every day. That kid doesn't need, he won't need to go to another school for the rest of his life if he just listens to this podcast every single day. And LeVar should be listening too. He should listen and he should take notes. But let's get back to our point. Number one, knowing facts from books is not very important. The reason why knowing facts from books is not important, there's a lot of reasons. One reason is because any fact that you can learn in a book, I could get on Google and know it in 20 seconds, or at least have access to it. I may not have it memorized, but I have access to that factual information right there. And I don't need to memorize it because Google is with me everywhere I go. If, as long as I got a data plan on my phone or there's Wi-Fi somewhere, I can access that information. So knowing the facts in my mind is just taking up space. I don't need to know that information. Factual information is not very valuable. It is not very important. It's valuable in that it's cool. It's good to know it. It can be useful in some areas, but it's not valuable because it's everywhere. Anybody can access it. There's no value in you memorizing it or investing the most important thing you have in your life, which is your time, into learning factual information. Now, here's the problem. If you're in school right now, you're on your way to school. School is designed, again, I'm talking about the American educational system. If you happen to not be in America, you probably have a much better system than we got. You, if you're not in America, you definitely have a better system than we have. But in the American educational system, this is how school works. You show up, you are taught a whole bunch of factual pieces of factual information, and then you prove that you know at least a high enough percentage of that factual information that is deemed acceptable. And then you move on to the next grade where they teach you different facts. You prove that you know enough of it. Then you move on to the next level. If you have proven properly, you get deemed acceptable. You move on to the next level, next level, next level. And before you know it, you have a college degree, which may be worthless, but that's a whole different topic. But this is what happens in the American educational system. Knowing facts is not that important. Now, if you're in the American educational system, because I don't want you to be completely demoralized about your existence in school by the time we get to this episode, because that it may have that effect on you. I want you to understand that you must learn how to play the game. And I've talked about this. Playing the game means in America, if you're up to the age of 18, I think it's up to the age of 16, you are required to be in school. Unless you're like an emancipated young person or whatever they call that. But everyone else, if you have parents, your parents probably want you to go to school, at least through high school. And then some people have parents who say, hey, you're going to go to college. Whether you go to a small college, a community college, we got to pay for it, whatever, you're going to go to college. My parents wanted me to go to college, even though I wanted to go myself. My parents were like, hey, we were going to make college required. We're going to make it, what's the word I'm looking for? Mandatory for our children. But I wanted to go. My sister wanted to go, I think. But I'm telling you all that to tell you this. The game that you're in the United States of America, you have to pass school. If you're an athlete, you got to pass. If you are just a quote unquote regular student, you have to pass your classes. You have to pass your exams. You got to pass the midterms. You got to pass the finals so you can move up to the next level, next level, next level. Why? Because a high school diploma is a basic need, basic requirement for people to quote unquote take you seriously. If you don't have a high school diploma, people may not take you seriously. Now, whether that is a good way to look at things or a bad way is irrelevant. It's just the way that people look at things. And this is part of the game. It may not make that much sense to you. It may not be that smart to you. You may think you know a whole other better way, but understand the game is still the game and you must learn how to play the game in order to be successful. If you're an athlete, you already know this is part of the game. You may hate school. You don't want to go to any classes. You think it's all garbage and you don't think you're ever going to use any of this because you're going to be in the NBA for the next 20 years. You still got to go to class. You still have to pass those classes in order to stay eligible so you can play your sport and you can do your thing. Unless you want to go off with LeVar and his kids and go play overseas without going to school. Hey, it's an option for you. But can you get the opportunity? Can you create the attention that he can create? So it opens a whole bunch of other questions. But understand the point that I'm making here, and that's not even part of point one, but I added it in. Knowing the facts from books is not very important. Understand that you got to play the game. That point there is overarching to this whole episode. You got to play the game. Even if you agree with everything I say and you're still in school, you're in 10th grade, you still got to play the game by following what is taught to you there, but knowing that you're in a game. Okay, just like basketball is a game, the other team may score a point. It doesn't mean you quit the game or you say, I don't want to be in this game anymore. You keep playing. Right? You keep playing. Same thing in school. You get a test you don't want to take. You got a teacher that you don't really like. There's some people in class who are just annoying. That's part of the game. That's like the other team scoring a basket against you in basketball. The game does not end. You don't quit just because the other team scored a basket. And it doesn't mean you can't still win the game. Just understand that it's part of the game. Everybody got it? Point number two. And today's topic is what they don't teach you in school, but you need to know for your life. Knowing the right people is much more valuable than knowing the right stuff. Knowing the right people is much more valuable than knowing the right stuff. I'll tell you a story I heard about Henry Ford, the guy who he revolutionized the American automobile industry. He did not invent the car, but the car was actually invented by, what was the guy's name? I'm trying to remember his first name, but I know his last name was Benz. You know Mercedes-Benz? He's the guy who actually invented the automobile, and he named it. His name was Carl. Carl Benz. C-A-R-L Benz. He named the car after his daughter, Mercedes, hence Mercedes-Benz. Just a little. There's a piece of factual information right there. You could use that at a bar, though, to maybe win you a bar bet or a kiss from a girl or a guy. Point number two here again is knowing the right people is more important than knowing the right stuff. And the reason I brought this up, going back to what I was saying, Henry Ford was the guy who revolutionized the American automobile system. And there was a point where people somehow, some way, word started to get around that Henry Ford wasn't really that intelligent of an individual. People thought, well, Henry Ford is not really that smart. Maybe he's not as great of a guy as we all thought he was, because Henry Ford was obviously very well known. People came to know this guy. Once he got these cars out there, he's mass producing them. He's the one who came up with the production line, where one person does this part over and over and over again on every car. There's one guy who puts in the door, one guy who puts in the door, and that's all he does the whole time at work. It's just put in doors as they go down the assembly line. Instead of one person or a team working on doing one car at a time, they would put the cars on conveyor belts and put them together piece by piece. Henry Ford is the one who came up with that idea, that innovation. So at one point, he ended up going to court because someone wanted to prove that he wasn't that smart. I don't remember who it was that put him on trial, but they were just trying to prove that Henry Ford is just not that wise of an individual. He's just not very intelligent. And at some point, he was being asked question after question after question, these factual pieces of information questions, and Henry Ford could not answer the questions. He didn't know the answers to the questions. Eventually, as the lawyer who's trying to make him look bad is asking him another pointed question, Henry Ford looks at the guy and says, let me explain something to you, and I'm paraphrasing. Henry Ford said, on my desk in my office, I have a series of buttons on the desk. I can press any one of these buttons, and anytime I press one of these buttons, I have a number of experts, hired experts who work for me, who if I press a certain button, a certain expert will come in the room and deliver me any piece of factual information I need. I don't need to waste any time learning it. I don't need to waste any time memorizing it, because any piece of factual information I need, I can get, and it is literally at the tip of my finger at any time. Now, why do you believe, Mr. Lawyer, I need to know these pieces of worthless factual information? He pretty much killed their case at that point of trying to prove that Henry Ford was not a very wise individual. He proved that he knew the right people, which was way more important than knowing the right stuff. And this exact same thing for you. Have you ever known someone or come across someone or seen someone who seemed to not have the same skill as you, not be as smart as you, not put in as much work as you, but for whatever reason, they were ahead of you in whatever you were doing? They were getting more opportunities, getting more playing time. More people seemed to know them. They weren't even that good, but they kept getting a chance to go show their stuff. And you're wondering, or maybe you're even frustrated, a bit angry, maybe a bit jealous of this person. This is why knowing the right people is more important than knowing the right stuff. So you listener, if you know a whole lot of right stuff, if you can do a whole lot of right stuff, you work on your game and you know you have a whole lot of skill, but you don't know anybody, listen, you're on the wrong side of the equation. Now, this is what you do. Do not sacrifice your skill. Don't sacrifice what you know. Don't sacrifice the abilities that you have. But what you need to do is take the same effort, energy, attention, focus, and time that you put in to knowing the right stuff. And again, I'm using that metaphorically. Knowing the right stuff means having skill and doing things and ability and all that. Take that same energy you put into that and put it into meeting the right people. Because if you take someone who knows all the right people and has all the right stuff, that's when you get magic. In life, we tend to have many people fall on one side or the other of the equation. You got some people who know a lot of good people, but they really have no skill. Then you got people who have a whole lot of skill, do a whole lot of work. They know a lot of stuff, but they don't know anybody. And when I say knowing people, I don't mean like you are a hermit. You don't know any human beings. I mean knowing people who can do things, people who can get things done, go-getters, people with personal initiative, people who have power, people who have attention, people who have money, people who have connections, knowing the right people. Again, that's the point. Not knowing people. Knowing the right people is more important than knowing stuff. Point number three, today's topic is what they don't teach you in school, but you need to know. School, let me tell you what school doesn't know. There's something school doesn't know. You may think school knows everything. It does not. School does not know what your world will be like 5 to 10 years from now. If you're listening to this in 2017, 2018, 2019, 5 to 10 years from now, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2030, 2050, school does not know what the world's going to be like at that point. If all of you could even just think what school was like 20 years ago when I was in high school, what they were teaching then compared to how we live now, a lot of the stuff I was taught is completely obsolete, useless information. And the stuff that's not obsolete, I didn't need to memorize. I didn't need to spend 12 weeks memorizing that information just to prove that I knew it on the test, because now it's all 100% free and available on Google at any given time. But I had to spend 12 years of my life learning it and regurgitating it back just to prove I quote unquote knew it. School does not, I'm telling you that to tell you this, the world that you're in right now, the way school is being taught to you right now, the world may be so vastly different 10 years from now. Everything you're being taught and the way you're being taught it may be completely obsolete and useless. That's crazy, right? That's crazy, right? So I am going to tell you how you can start making this work for you. Number one thing you need to learn is how to find the information you need. You pretty much know how to do that via Google, but finding it through people, making connections with the right people, building relationships, communication skills, all of these things are super valuable that school does not necessarily teach, but it is something you can do at school because there's so many people around. Other people who know things that you don't know have experienced things that you haven't experienced. Knowing that school doesn't know what your world's going to be like in 5 to 10 years and that the information that you're getting right now may be completely obsolete does not mean you say you're not taking any more tests and you'll just flunk out. Remember that you still got to play the game. Remember that you're in a game. You still got to play the game. Okay, but the stuff that you're being taught right now, it may be completely nil, useless 5 years from now. Point number four, today's topic is what they don't teach you in school, but you should know. In the United States, it's the system we're talking about. As I talked about in yesterday's episode, the system is based on money. Yesterday, I talked about how to get an agent to represent you. And in that topic, in that conversation, I told you that when you see something happening in politics or business that seems to not make any sense, all you got to do is trace the money. Where is money involved here? And why would money make these people do these things that otherwise seem to not make any sense? The United States academic system is based on money. Okay, it's not based on let's make our students, our young people, as best as we can possibly make them. Let's fully equip them as best as possible for the world that they're moving into. That is not what the system's about. That is not the number one goal of the system. That is not the mission statement. It could be the mission statement, but the mission statements can be bullshit. People can say anything. Doesn't mean that's what they're actually going to do. The American system is based on money. Okay, it's not based on making you your best. So if you ever wondered why the American education system is so broken, is so trash, and is so much garbage being regurgitated and done over and over and over again by different people like a factory, it's because money. That's why. Money's involved. There are companies who print textbooks. Any of you in school or even in colleges, you go into the school bookstore or in high school, secondary schools, middle schools, you see those stacks of textbooks, how many textbooks they have for each class, each room, each subject. Understand that every textbook is written by an author and is published by a publisher and is printed up by a book printer and is distributed by a distributor. And guess what all of those people get for doing the work that they do? Money. The American educational system was took down and we stopped giving kids textbooks and stopped making them pay $60 for a textbook at the beginning of the semester and giving them $12 back for the same book in the exact same condition at the end of the semester and gave every kid an iPad or just required every kid to show up to school with an iPad and then get them a login to where they can access all the information that's in those books, which I have no idea why we're not doing that already since everybody already has a phone, even if they got to read off their phone. If they did that, all those authors, all those publishing houses, all those distributors, all those book printers will be out of business because they make their money by selling the physical products. It's not necessarily the intellectual property they're making money off of, meaning the actual words that are on the books. It's the actual printing of them that they make money off of. For example, if I was to take this podcast, I'm giving you my intellectual property every day when I do this podcast. You understand that, right? I'm giving you things that I know and I'm codifying it and explaining it to you. That's intellectual property. If I was to take the words that I speak every episode of this podcast and have them transcribed and printed out on a piece of paper and sell it to you as a leaflet, I will make a lot of money just off the selling of the product. It wouldn't even matter. It doesn't even matter what I'm talking about, what the topic is, who buys it. I will make so much just off the selling of the physical product because I'm selling the physical product. And that's how the educational system works. That's one of the things holding up the system is the selling of those books. So when you go to the college bookstore, you pay $53 for the book and then they give you $6 back at the end of the semester. Understand, that's how they stay alive. There are people who are paying their mortgages, feeding their kids, and making sure they keep gas in their car off the backs of that system. Money is running that system. It is not based on making you good. It's not based on making you smart. It is not based on preparing you for the world that you're going to be moving into, which is why people like myself step in and fill the breach that the American educational system is failing to fill by giving you what you actually need for your life and not what they claim you need. So you can thank me later. Point number five, today's topic is what they don't teach you in school, but you need to know. Number five, you got to learn how to take care of yourself. And school doesn't really teach it. School does not teach you how to take care of yourself. All school says is, this is what you need to get done. This is how much time you got to get it done. And this is what's going to happen if you do. And this is what will happen if you don't. That's what school says, right? School doesn't teach you about personal hygiene. Doesn't teach you anything about nutrition. It doesn't teach you that you need to get 8 hours of sleep a night. It doesn't teach you anything about the mental game. And anything it does teach you, it ain't teaching you the right way. It's not breaking it down in a systematic way. It's not codifying. It's not making it so simple that a caveman can understand it, like the Work on Your Game podcast does. School does not teach you these things about taking care of yourself. Getting the right amount of sleep is a part of taking care of yourself. You know that people who don't get a proper amount of sleep consistently die earlier? There's a study done that shows that. You can look it up yourself. People who don't get enough sleep die sooner than people who do get enough sleep. Personal hygiene, I mean, just taking care of yourself. How are you going to look? How are you going to smell? How are you going to dress? The school teacher, is there a class for that? I didn't think so. Now, you may say maybe that should be taught in the home. Maybe it should, but there, can't you go further? Haven't you learned things outside of home that were very valuable to you that nobody at home knew? Hey, school should be teaching that. You're going to be there 8 hours a day. It's like a full-time job. Shouldn't they be teaching you everything? Shouldn't they be teaching you all the stuff you're paying? If you're in college, how much are you paying? If you go to a private school, how much are you and or your parents or your scholarship money actually paying for? That's a lot of money being exchanged. They should be teaching that. What about nutrition? What kind of food they serving at your school? What kind of food they got in the cafeteria? Now, these days, I think people have become much, much more conscious. Now, you got vegans and vegetarians walking around college campuses. As recently as 2000 to 2004, when I was in college, I don't even recall meeting a single vegetarian or vegan. I don't know if it would even have been possible with the options we offered in our school cafeteria. I don't know if it was possible back then. Nowadays, maybe there are a few. Maybe there are a few colleges out there who do offer enough that someone could live like on a day-to-day basis being a vegan or a vegetarian without having to compromise however it is that they want to eat. I'm not sure how many schools do that. I know for damn sure it ain't every school doing it. Nutrition, school doesn't teach this. It's in a mental game. School can't possibly teach the mental game. They don't have enough people qualified to be teaching it, like myself. Well, let's move on to point number six. What school does not teach you, but you should know, what you need to know for your life. School doesn't teach you how to express yourself and be yourself. This is one of the biggest failures of the educational system. The educational system is designed, I mentioned Henry Ford, is designed like Henry Ford's assembly line. Basically, each one of you, when you step into the educational system, they put you on that assembly line. You go through what? Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. And at each grade, they teach you a certain thing. At each grade you pass, there's a certain thing that they put on you. It's kind of like putting that car together. One guy does the steering wheel. Another guy does the exhaust pipe. Another guy does the windows. Another guy does the doors. Another guy does the paint job. Another guy does the, I don't even know what other parts are on the car, a tire. Each time you go through a different level, first grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, they're putting a different piece on you until you are a complete finished product. Here's the problem with that, though. What was great about Henry Ford is terrible for you, because every car, he wants to be identical. When Henry Ford makes a Ford F-150, when Ford produces the F-150, the 2018 version, they're all going to look exactly the same. Now, of course, there are specializations you can add when you buy the car. We all understand that. You get the point of what I'm saying, though. They want each one of those cars to be exactly the same. There are certain specifications. Hey, this is what the car is. This is what it offers. It has this much horsepower. This is how big the tires are. This is how strong the engine is. They sell you on that. They sell you on the specifications of what they're offering. And if you buy one here in Michigan and your friend buys one in San Diego, they're going to be the exact same car. You will not be able to tell the difference in that production. They're going to be the exact same thing. The thing is, human beings ain't cars. Human beings are unique. Human beings have their own ways of seeing the world. Human beings have their own ways of thinking. Each of you is an individual, but in school, they teach us as if we are cars coming through an assembly line in a factory. This is the biggest, the number one biggest failure of the educational system, period. It doesn't teach people how to be themselves, how to express themselves. It boxes you in and teaches you as if you're just another number going through the system. And side note to the system, that's all you are, is another number. Therefore, students, therefore, parents of students, therefore, parents of future students, it is not school's responsibility to teach you, student, or your child, parents, how to be yourself and how to express yourself. School does the exact opposite of that. So as much time as your child or you are spending in school, you need to spend just as much time or more intense time, even if you don't have another 8 hours to give, on figuring out who you are as a person, expressing yourself as a person. Because school, the job of school is to hammer all of that uniqueness, all of that self-expression, all of that individuality, all of that is supposed to be drummed out of you by school. School's job is to hammer all of that out of you. All right, and teach you to follow instructions, follow the rules, do what somebody tells you. Don't do anything until somebody tells you to do it. And see, this is why I get the kind of questions that I get from people, because you're used to being at school where somebody tells you what to do. You don't know what to do. You ask them, then they tell you what to do. You can't decide what to do for yourself. Somebody decides for you. See, this is what school teaches you. It's the exact opposite of what you actually need, though. This is a whole different thing. Point number 7. Today's topic, this is the last point. What they don't teach you in school, but you do need to know in your life. Life is long, people. Life is long. If you're in school right now, you're the guy at your school, you're the man at your school, or you're the girl, you're the woman at your school, kind of like Mean Girls. You ever see that movie Mean Girls? They had the plastics, the girls who were just, they were just the best girls, and everybody's watching them. Everybody wanted to be a part of that group, guys or girls. If you are that guy or girl right now, you may not be that guy or girl 5 years from now. And if you're not that guy or girl right now, you may become that guy or that girl 5 years from now. Maybe you'll be that in college. Maybe you'll be it when you're 35. Maybe you'll be it when you're 54. Maybe you'll never be it. Maybe you are it right now. You'll never be it again after now. Just understand the reason I put this point in here is this is not really about the education at all. The point that I'm making here is that the situation that you're in right now is not going to be your situation forever. And that applies to everything, being your level of popularity, whether it's high or is low, how competent you appear to be. If you're a person who does good in school, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do great at life. I'm not telling you that to set you up for failure. I'm telling you that to tell you the skills that got you through school are not the skills that will get you through life. The skills that made you exceptional as a student are not skills. They will make you normal as a civilian. I don't know what other word to use there, a non-student. Whatever makes you exceptional as a student makes you average as a non-student. That's a good one. And the things that make you not so great as a student are the things that will make you exceptional as a non-student. Everybody follow what I'm saying there? people who don't necessarily see, school teaches you sit down, shut up, follow the rules, wait till somebody tells you what to do. If you don't know, ask somebody, they'll tell you what to do. You can't decide, ask somebody, they'll decide for you. Those are the things that they teach you in school. If you go out into the regular world, if you do those things in school, you'll be a straight A student. If you do that in the regular world, you'll be an average automaton human being. And if that's who you want to be, go ahead and be it. I'm not telling you who to be. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Now, if you're a person in school who can't really sit down, can't really shut up, you got behavior problems, you don't like following the rules, you don't like regurgitating what's being told to you, you don't like reading from the book or somebody already said 20 years ago that you're supposed to regurgitate to quote unquote prove that you're acceptable, quote unquote acceptable, you don't like doing all those things, when you get into the outside of school world and you take those same attributes and apply to the outside of school world, you may revolutionize the world. You may bring about the new innovation that sets the whole world on its ear if you're that person. So is the opposite skills actually work for you outside of school? Now, I don't know what category you find yourself in when it comes to academics or what category you were in as an academic. Hey, you can look at yourself right now. Where were you as an academic and where are you now? Those of you who are out of school, how were you academically and how are you now? Were you somewhere in the middle then and somewhere in the middle now? Were you at the bottom then, at the top now? Were you at the top then, at the bottom now? Has anyone gone against my rule? You were excellent in school and you're excellent now. Or you were terrible in school and you're still terrible. If you were, email me, dre@dreallday.com. I want to know about it. Just put the episode number in the subject line. But let's recap today's topic. What they don't teach you in school, but you need to know. Number one, knowing facts from a book is not very important. I know the teachers tell you that it is, but it ain't. They're lying to you. Number two, they're controlled by their paychecks. Number two, knowing the right people is more important than knowing the right stuff. Know the right people. Relationships are everything, people. Number three, school does not know what your world is going to be like in 5 to 10 years. The info you are getting right now just may be completely, absolutely obsolete by the time you finish school. Point number four, in the United States, the educational system is based on money. It is not based on maximizing you. It is not based on you reaching your potential. It is not based on creating leaders. That's a joke. It is not based on making you smart. It is based on money. Now, I explained that to you already. That's why a broken system persists, because money is controlling the system. Not because people are lazy, not because nobody can see that it's broken. It's because money's involved, and when people lose money or they think they may lose money, they will do crazy things. Watch some documentaries and you'll see. Point number five, school does not teach you how to take care of yourself, your hygiene, your sleep, your nutrition, your mental game. But those are things that you need to be successful in life. Can we agree? Of course we can. Why is school not teaching it then? Point number six, school doesn't teach you how to express yourself. It doesn't teach you how to be yourself. It teaches you how to be a robot, go through the assembly line, and look just like the person who came before you and just like the person who's going to come after you. If you go through your life like that, you will be a nobody. Point number seven, life is long. The position you're in right now as a student is not the position you will be in as a non-student. It's actually going to flip around opposite. And if you are already a non-student, you can look at yourself in your own life right now and your school life and see this right there in front of you. School does not prepare you for what quote unquote real life is like. But if you've been listening to this podcast, you can know the education you need. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.